Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. And welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today we're diving into something that hits us all at some point, anxiety. I mean, let's be real. Haven't we all felt that knot in our stomach? The racing thoughts, the overwhelming feeling of, what if? Yeah, I know, it's not exactly a picnic. But here's the thing. Anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. And guess what? You have more power over it than you think. We're going to talk about how self-compassion can be your secret weapon in battling those anxious feelings. Ever feel like you're being way too hard on yourself when those worries creep in? Like you're constantly putting yourself down, criticizing your every thought and action? You know that feeling when you catch yourself thinking, I should be doing better, or, why am I so messed up? Well, that kind of self-criticism just fuels the anxiety fire. It creates this vicious cycle where you're more likely to worry, feel stressed, and then beat yourself up even more for feeling stressed in the first place. It's like a hamster wheel of negativity. But here's the good news. Self-compassion is the key to breaking free. So, what exactly is self-compassion? Think of it as treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and offering yourself support and encouragement instead of harsh criticism. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion and manage those anxious feelings. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We all experience anxiety, doubt, fear. It's a normal part of being alive. Don't let yourself feel ashamed or isolated by these emotions. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend is struggling with anxiety. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for feeling anxious, or would you offer words of comfort and support? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you'd extend to a loved one. 3. Practice mindfulness. When those anxious thoughts start swirling, take a moment to pause and simply observe them without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, the rhythm of your breath, and the thoughts passing through your mind. Mindfulness helps you create space between yourself and your worries, allowing you to respond to them more calmly and effectively. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. When anxiety takes hold, it's easy to lose sight of our strengths. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge your accomplishments, big or small. Celebrate what makes you special and remind yourself that you're capable of handling challenges. 5. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer someone you love. Allow yourself moments of rest and relaxation. Engage in activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Let me share a quick story to illustrate this. I had this friend, Sarah, who was constantly plagued by anxiety about work. She'd overthink every email, worry about deadlines, and put way too much pressure on herself. But one day, she started practicing self-compassion. Instead of beating herself up for feeling anxious, she began treating her worries with kindness, reminding herself that everyone makes mistakes and that it was okay to ask for help. She started focusing on her strengths and celebrating her accomplishments. She also made time for activities she enjoyed, like hiking and spending time with loved ones. Slowly but surely, Sarah's anxiety started to lessen. She realized that by being kind to herself, she could create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. So, how can you apply these takeaways today? Take a moment right now to acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Offer yourself words of encouragement and support. Remember that you are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and kindness, especially from yourself. The key takeaway here is this. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your anxiety or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about approaching it with understanding, warmth, and a willingness to treat yourself with the same care you would offer someone you cherish. By cultivating self-compassion, you can break free from the cycle of negative self-talk and create space for calmness, resilience, and inner peace. Remember, anxiety doesn't define you. You have the power to overcome it. And the journey starts with a simple act of kindness towards yourself. Keep those minds sharp, keep those spirits grounded, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.